And welcome to SCL, the Subject Composition and Light Photography Podcast. My name's Rob for robinafo.com, and this is episode 247, recording on the 9th of December 2014. Now, don't worry, don't adjust your set. You may be thinking, whoa, what's going on, Rob? Are you feeling ill? You only recorded a podcast a couple of days ago. Well, I did, but I missed something quite important out. And as I said in that podcast, episode 246, if you haven't listened to it already, I'm kind of determined to get to 250 episodes before the end of 2014. So I'm kind of going to be doing these kind of little mini podcasts as well. And the thing that I missed out of episode 246 was the new photo assignment for December, and it's already the 9th of December, so I thought I'd better get in and tell everybody about that. So, new photo assignment is exterior architecture. Now, this should be a bit like the black and white assignment we did a couple of months ago. This is something that I take lots of photos of buildings, and I know lots of guys and girls in the group do as well, so I'd expect to see quite a lot of photos in the Flickr photo group thread if you fancy having a crack. And remember, these are just for fun, the assignment, but if you do fancy it, you can follow the link over to Amateur Photographer of the Year, run by Amateur Photographer magazine, and I don't know, throw an image in there. You never know, they have some really good prizes, and the competition is open to photographers all over the world. But I am in no way affiliated with Amateur Photographer or that. So there we go. So new photo assignment for December, exterior architecture. Take loads of photos about whatever comes to your mind when I say that phrase. And go over to robinafo.com. Click on the link on the right that takes you to the Flickr group. And then you can post. Remember, it's easy, it's free to join Flickr. I think you get 2 gigabytes worth of free storage now. So it's a bit of a no-brainer. Get over there and back up your photos and come in and join the fun. As I say, this is just going to be a mini episode. So if you've just listened to the podcast before this one, and it wasn't episode 246, which was a cure for gas, if it was in fact 245, zooms versus primes, it may be worth just flicking back through the stream and listening to a cure for gas. And a big shout out, actually a big thank you to Picture Monk, also known as Jordan Yuntz, or Younce from America, who on his podcast, which is the Picture Monk podcast, which you can find over at picturemonk.com, PICTUREMONK.com, he gave the SCL Photography Podcast a shout out. And so, brilliant, thank you for that. I really appreciate it. It's great to hear from other photographers and other podcasters. And yeah, thank you very, very much. Now, what have I been up to over the past few days? Well, I don't think I really talked about it in the last podcast, but remember when I was a few podcasts ago, I talked about possible Christmas presents. Well, after doing much research, I actually invested in an action camera, even though I'm not a sporty type. You know, I haven't been on my mountain bike in years. More than a few pounds overweight, but I fancied you know, something like a GoPro, a little video camera I could take with me, so that when I'm out and about doing my photo walks and doing videos outside, instead of just having to use my phone all the time, which I might drop, or it might get wet or something like that, and which is very difficult to mount anywhere, I thought a little GoPro or something, stick it on a GorillaPod, stick it on a little tripod, and then I could do kind of third-person video shooting of me. So after much racking of brains and wringing of hands, I kind of decided that the GoPros were just way too expensive, and ended up, have I talked about this already? I can't remember, but I ended up actually getting a copy, an inspired by action camera called the SJ4000 Wi-Fi, which I managed to pick up for about £70 UK. Which is an amazing little device that does 1080p video, takes still photos, comes with a waterproof case, comes with loads of mounts with it as standard, so you don't have to spend a fortune on mounts. And I've been playing with that, and there is actually a video up on the Scale Speeder, or well, Robnum Video, a YouTube sort of video stream thing. You know what I'm talking about, where I've kind of put some sample footage together and done kind of a little bit of an unboxing video where I show you what's in the box. It's not an in-depth review, but I've been quite impressed with it. The video quality is pretty damn good. The colours are a bit off in the fact that the white balance is a little bit warm. It's either really cold when it's in auto and everything's a little bit blue, or if you go to cloudy or daylight, everything is a bit warm. It doesn't seem to get it spot on, so I think you definitely have to do some post-processing if that bothers you. I mean, for most of the time, it doesn't really matter that much anyway. Yeah, very, very impressed. I'm looking forward to taking it out on, you know, when I do like my field trial videos, when I go out and do a field trial of the 50mm 1.8 or something like that, and it's me basically wandering around talking to my camera, taking pictures. I thought it might be fun to bring the SJ4000 along. And I tell you what it's really good at is time lapses. Oh, it's so good because you can just set it up and it can only do 2 or 3 second, 5 second and 10 second time lapses. So they're not great for time lapses, say, when you've got them in a car because everything's flipping past you too fast. But if it's a landscape time lapse where what you're looking for is the movement of clouds or, you know, the sea coming in, you know, the tide coming or something like that, it really is amazing. You can just set it up, and if you get it firing away and, you know, wait about 10 minutes, it gives you about 8 seconds worth of footage. So it's great. You can just set it up, get your phone out, sit there for 10 minutes, and then you've got a nice little time lapse. But look out for more of that stuff over the next few weeks. Actually, after Christmas is probably when I'm going to get around doing an in-depth review. But so far, I think if you're in the market for an action cam, like a GoPro, but you're thinking, I'm not spending all that money, but you want something that's got 1080p, you want something that's tough and waterproof, then the SJCam SJ4000 Wi-Fi seems like, yeah, a really good buy. Anywho, that's enough from me. As I said, this was a little mini podcast just to remind everybody about the new photo assignment, which was December, is exterior architecture. Thanks again for all the emails and comments I've been getting. Really love that. Thanks. Remember, you can send me ideas for the podcast or videos for YouTube, anything like that. Just email me, scalespeeder@gmail.com. And you're probably going to hear from me again in a couple of days because it's the 9th. And what did I say this is? This is episode SCL247, isn't it? So I've got to squeeze in another 3 before the end of the year. I don't know. Let's see what we can do. Maybe you've got a question about what you want me to cover before the end of the year. That would be brilliant. Anyway, that's me signing off. My name's Rob from RobinandFerro.com. Email me, scalespeeder@gmail.com. Thanks for everybody for taking part in Flickr. But most of all, thanks to you for downloading and listening to the podcast. And hopefully, I'll see you again soon.